Good morning. I'm Dave Clemens, and I've got James Morris here. He's the marketing coordinator for the Redmond Senior Center. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Now, this is a new position. How did this come about?
So the Redmond Senior Center, they're under new direction right now under Randy Graves. If I say his name three times, I actually get a bonus. So Randy Graves said...
who was this?
Randy Graves.
Okay, good. All right.
Bonus. So I get, I actually was job searching just for the heck of it. I hadn't done it in like 6 months. Very first thing I saw was marketing director for Senior Center over in Redmond. I knew the guy, I know Randy, from previous events that I've been there for. So, sent him my resume, told him I'd be interested. And next thing I know, he's calling me up and practically hiring me on the spot.
Sure. Okay. What do they need a marketing coordinator for at the Redmond Senior Center?
They want to bring awareness that we are there. So most of the time you talk to anybody over at Redmond, they're like, well, we have a senior center? And we're like, yes, we do have one. It's very, it's fun. It's exciting. If you are a senior or know a senior in your life and they want to get out into the community, it's a great place to meet new friends. Great place for activities. We have cards, we have poker, we got bingo. Once a month we have a happy hour. This month we have Lindy Gravel. She's a local songwriter. She's going to be there for about an hour and a half, entertaining. It's free for anyone to attend. You don't have to be a senior, you don't have to be a member. It's actually for anybody. And while you're there, we do encourage you to take a tour, check out the place. See what it's like and become a member if you want, because sure. It is a lot of fun.
Do you guys have a website or something so people can kind of check out what you guys are doing?
Yes, it's redmondseniors.org.
Okay. So where's it located?
It's located in Redmond next to the fire department downtown. It's okay. 325 Northwest Dogwood Avenue.
All right. So once you got in there, what was the biggest surprise for you to go, oh, wow, this is something that we have in our community. I didn't even know.
So I was writing a story for just to bring awareness to the center for the newspaper. And as I was doing some research, I found out that the center started originally with four volunteers back in 1949. And that's when I realized it's our 75th anniversary. And so we're starting to plan for a big anniversary benefit concert in September. We're just going to make a big deal about it. And we want the whole community to know about it. You don't have to live in Redmond to come by. You know, more details to come as it gets closer to September. But we'll have an auction. We'll have a raffle. We'll be giving away stuff.
Sure.
But the main goal is to raise money and raise awareness.
All right. Well, we'll have you in again before the event so we can talk about the event on the air.
Right.
I'm a little amazed that you, just looking at the year 1949, you did the math and figured out that was 75 years.
Well, I used to be an accountant way back when, and you know, numbers aren't too difficult for me. It's not as difficult as you,
but I love it. All right. Well, cool. Well, congratulations on your new role, and I hope that goes well, and soon everybody in the world will know about the Redmond Senior Center and everything that you guys are doing. Like I said, I'll have you in again. In the meantime, James, before you go, let's get the website one more time. Yeah.
That's redmondseniors.org.
Easy, right?
Yes.
Thanks again for coming in.
Thank you, Dave.
Hi, it's Dave Clemens, and in studio with me, I have my friend Erin Bennett. She's a Park Ranger 3 at Cove Palisades State Park for the Oregon Parks and Recreation Department. Do they fit that all on one name tag?
All on one business card.
But right?
Yeah. Is it
pretty crazy. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I feel like it was either the last time or the time before that when you were here and you were talking about the very first ever Festival of Land at Cove Palisades State Park.
Yeah, that was last year. So yeah. We're already on our second annual.
Second annual, June 1st. That's Saturday.
Yep.
And what happens at this thing?
So this is super cool. We are really just coming together and celebrating the land where so many different cultures can come and just share and having a fantastic, fun family day. So we're going to have a covered wagon. We'll be talking about the history of the area. We'll have representatives from the Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs there. The Latino community will be joining us as well, which is going to be super exciting. We're going to be talking about all kinds of fun current land uses. There's going to be a petting zoo. There's going to be all kinds of arts and crafts and games for the kids. And then we're going to be talking, most importantly, about all the sustainable land uses and how we can take care of the land so we have something to give to the future generations that come after us.
So some fun and some education.
Absolutely, both.
Gotcha. Yep. Okay. And do people have to get tickets for this in advance, or you just show up, or how does it work?
Yeah, you just show up at the park. It's going to be in the Crooked River Day Use area, so the first landing when you come down the hill. It's free to come in. We will have food vendors this year, so you know you want to bring a little bit for that. We're going to have barbecue and fry bread, so it'll be super yummy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, I'm signing up for the fry bread for sure. get there early so you don't run out.
Absolutely.
For sure. Now, you guys came up with this last year. What's the purpose here? Just to, I don't know, just kind of show what you have to offer at that location, or...
Well, the day is important because June 1st, or the first Saturday in June, is State Parks Day.
Oh, okay.
And so we're celebrating that. And because we have this beautiful place where we have three rivers all coming together, we really just wanted to get people to come out to the park. It's free parking. It's free camping that weekend. Just come out. It's free fishing weekend, so you don't need licenses. Just come out, enjoy yourself, bring your family, your friends, whatever, and just hang out with us, learn something, and your kids will have a great time too.
Okay. Sounds excellent. Anything else we need to know?
Nope. That weekend, like I said, everything's free. So just come on down. Parking may be a little limited. So if you can carpool, that's awesome. Otherwise, we're really looking forward to seeing everyone come out.
Okay, cool. Do you guys have a website or something that people can go to specifically for Cove Palisades?
We do. It's stateparks.oregon.gov. And that will go ahead and get you on the website.
Okay. Then yeah. You just click on Cove Palisades over there.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. Erin, yeah. Thanks for coming in. We've been talking to Erin Bennett. She's Park Ranger 3 for Cove Palisades State Park for the Oregon Parks and Recreation Department. And mark it on your calendar, June 1st. Thanks again for coming in. And give us the website one more time.
Sure. Stateparks.oregon.gov.